Hello, my name's Rich and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or on the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page, if that's where you're listening to us.
There were some brilliant matches in Match Week 9, so let's get on with this week's roundup. Huddersfield beat Manchester United for the first time in 65 years.
Manchester United were beaten for the first time this season. It finished 2-1 to Huddersfield, who recorded their first league win against the Red Devils since 1952.
Spurs thrash Liverpool at Wembley.
Tottenham beat Liverpool 4-1 at Wembley on Sunday. Goals from Heung-min Son, Dele Alli and two more from the unstoppable Harry Kane sent Spurs up to third place in the Premier League table.
Arsenal stick five past Everton.
Arsenal were on form in their match away at Everton. Wayne Rooney scored first for the hosts, but five goals from five different scorers gave Arsenal their biggest win of the season. Arsenal are up to fifth, but Everton have fallen into the relegation zone. Vocabulary alert.
Everton have fallen into the relegation zone. The relegation zone, what does this mean?
The relegation zone is the last three places or positions in the table. In the Premier League, that is 18th, 19th and 20th place. If a team finishes the season in this zone or area, the team is relegated. This means that they won't play in the Premier League. They'll play in the division below the Premier League.
It's a big surprise to see Everton in the relegation zone. They haven't been relegated since 1951.
Wow. Well, they have plenty of time to pull themselves out of the relegation zone. It's only October.
Right. Every Monday, we give out three Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Last week, not all of you agreed with our choices.
For example, Denag7 from Russia felt that we should have chosen Manchester City's Kevin De Bruyne rather than Crystal Palace's Wilfried Zaha as our Player of the Week last week.
El Ghul from Algeria thought we should have chosen City's Gabriel Jesus.
It's always a difficult choice, and we love to hear everybody's opinions. There are some strong contenders for Player of the Week for Match Week 9.
Yes, there are. Harry Kane and Heung-min Son were brilliant for Spurs. Or what about Aaron Mooy for Huddersfield? He was better than all the Manchester United players on Saturday.
Sergio Aguero equaled Manchester City's all-time scoring record. Although he was only on the pitch for 10 minutes, Southampton's Soufiane Boufal scored one of the goals of the season, and it was the winner too.
But our Player of the Week for Match Week 9 is Brighton and Hove Albion's Pascal Gross. Gross was man of the match for Brighton as they won their first ever Premier League away match, 3-0 at West Ham.
I actually read the other day that Gross has been involved in every goal that Brighton have scored this season. Impressive stuff.
And his name has the first ever Ezet to appear in the Premier League too.
Ezet?
The last letter of Gross's name. It looks like the letter B, but it's a letter they use in German, and it's actually like an S, so you say Gross.
Right, okay, great. Shall we move on to the next award?
Our next award is for Team of the Week. There were good wins for Manchester City, Chelsea, Arsenal, Brighton, Leicester, Southampton, Bournemouth and Spurs.
But our Team of the Week has to be Huddersfield Town. It's something we love to see, the underdog winning. Every team is always in with a shout in the Premier League.
I'm sure everybody was happy, apart from Manchester United fans. Right, what about Match of the Week?
Chelsea, Watford, Everton, Arsenal or Spurs, Liverpool for me.
Our Match of the Week is Chelsea against Watford. It was a brilliant game. 6 goals and Watford really could have scored more, but Chelsea showed their quality in the end. What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring player in match week 9 was Tottenham's Harry Kane with 16 points.
I bet a few teams have Kane in their team.
The Premier Skills team only got 34 points and is in 6th place. Who's this week's Fantasy Premier Skills Team of the Week?
The Premier Skills Fantasy Premier League Team of the Week for Match Week 9 is Kakaroto FC, managed by Fernando Baye, a Manchester City fan from the USA.
Fernando scored 88 points. Well done to you.
After Match Week 9, the leader of the Premier Skills League is still FC Tozo, managed by Dimitar Tanevski, a Manchester United fan from Macedonia. Well done to you too.
Last week's prediction was Spurs versus Liverpool. It finished 4-1 to Spurs. Rich actually predicted the right result, although I imagine that didn't cheer him up much. Rich? Rich?
I don't really want to talk about it. Spurs were good, Liverpool weren't. We don't need to talk about it again.
Okay. Some of our listeners also predicted a Tottenham win. Well done to Casper 0410 from Poland, David Vicente from Spain and Khaldun 83 from Algeria, who predicted a win for Spurs. Which match are you going to predict for this weekend, Rich?
This weekend, Manchester United host Tottenham in what should be a very exciting match. Spurs are in great form and won't be scared of going to Old Trafford after their results against Real Madrid and Liverpool. United will be looking to bounce back from their surprise defeat to Huddersfield. I think it'll be a more defensive match than Spurs have played recently. And they might find it difficult to break down United's defence. United may get a goal on the counter-attack in the second half. Final score, Manchester United 1, Tottenham 0.
No, I don't think so. Harry Kane and Spurs are on fire. Tottenham will win 2-0.
We'll see. We want you to make your predictions at the bottom of the page on the website. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this Monday roundup. Don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of this page.
Also, if you want to improve your English, take a look at our weekly podcast. There's a link on the side of this page.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.